Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires and then discuss it for you. Here we go. Of it. By itself, it signifies the shattered king, majesty and power, but in ruin, fallen into despair. Despair? Kostrel asked, puzzled. Bast blinked and shook his head, genuinely irritated. No, he said. I meant disrepair. He bowled ahead, quickly gesturing at the entire spread. It's a mess. Parts of it fit together, but he threw his hands into the air and let them fall again, exasperated. It doesn't really say anything. That's not how I'd read it at all, Kostrel said hesitantly. Bast made a welcoming gesture. Please. Kostrel touched the green stone gently with one finger. This is moss agate. Moss is soft and delicate, but agate is hard. Hard stone. He slid the broken crown above the face carved into the green stone. She is a queen. He scooted forward so his shorter arms could reach the embers. I don't think she's sleeping either. He slid the brass coin closer. This isn't rain. It's a tear. She's soft, but hard. Powerful and sad. Her tower is broken. He made a sweeping gesture. She's the Weeping Queen. He pointed at the piece of horn showing the crescent moon. I don't know about that. Maybe it's not even at the end of the page. That was page 135. I'm Forever Ven.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Patrick.
All right. Some interesting new characters.
Yeah. Kostrel really showing off his cleverness here.
Yeah, he does.
You know, that's a really, when you said that this could be some new characters, while I was reading it, I thought to myself, could this be reference to any of the individuals we have known from the story in the past, but just by a different name?
I mean, the queen could be, the Weeping Queen could be Roderick Calanthus's wife. I don't know who that is.
Why do you say that?
Because he's dead. He's definitely the king that gets killed.
So that's okay.
So would he be the shattered king then?
Could be.
I like that. When I see shattered king, I do think of it could be Calanthus or someone Quoth kills. Because of the shattered bit that we hear the guy say to Quoth, that Quoth like shattered the cobblestones when he did something.
But oh, right, in Imre, right outside the Aeolian. Oh, well, not necessarily, but he said by the fountain.
By the fountain. But I don't know if, excuse me, those events... Embrels to me feel like something older. I almost don't think recent people would be on an Embrel. I think that these are older characters. I'm thinking like Lanre and Lyra type.
That's what I was thinking.
I always like to connect things together. But I don't think that's necessarily them, but I like the thought. Or I don't know, who else have we heard?
Well, hold on, Pat. I would like to hear more about your theory of why you think it's Roderick that is the king that is killed.
I'll do the short version. But basically, the birds that he poisons, for the mayor are Sipquick. Also called Calanthus.
Right, right.
And okay, Sipquick yeah. and whatever. And I believe they were also in the Calanthus colors. I don't remember that for sure.
Yes, the red and gold.
Yeah. So those are the Calanthus colors. We also know it's been confirmed from Rothfuss that he visits the seat of the Calanthus power. The seat of Ventus is someplace that he visits in the third book.
And yeah, Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra, thank you.
And
one of the Prince Regents dies, just kind of off screen during the forest sequence. When he comes back and he's talking, catching up on gossip, he's like, oh, one of the Prince Regents was killed in a duel. So that makes the Calanthus line a little thinner.
There's one more. Well, maybe two more. There's one more that solidifies Calanthus for me, and yeah. that is the Cathay's butterflies. Kills a red and gold one and then says yeah. there are no red ones left.
Yes.
That to me, and then the sword, Quoth's sword, being called Caesura, which is the break in a line.
Yeah, thank you. I forgot about that. Specifically in a line of
Vintage. There's a lot of them.
In Vintage verse.
Vintage verse. There are a lot of, and these are the type of clues that when I look at them, I say, is Rothfuss trying to mislead me? Because again, it's been 10 plus years and I've been thinking about this for so long that it's like, well, he made this too obvious now.
Yeah, no. So it's Roderick Calanthus is definitely the king who was killed. I'm 100% convinced on that. And I believe that the mayor is the penitent king because the soldiers that come in and beat Quoth up are wearing the mayor's colors. And, yeah,
100%. And
yeah.
He would have to be penitent if he and Quoth had, you know, a relationship. I mean, that's one of, I feel like, many reasons. If it's Alvaron, he could be called the penitent king.
Right.
Because he's tied to Quoth, who we think kills Roderick. Scout disagrees. I think... When the story of the Shattered King, just, well, not the story, but just what we hear makes me think of Lanray. Majesty and power, but in ruin, fallen into despair and disrepair.
I think that's an interesting point, too. It could be certainly that older story.
The Weeping Queen, her tower is broken. Then that almost makes me think of Old Holly, the story of Old Holly. And the lady
that
you brought up.
Yeah.
Because I think the tower breaks in that one. So, and it could be, they could just be archetypes, right? These just could be kind of like on like a loteria card, right? There's like little archetypes. There's like, I know that there's the drunk and then there's the, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I don't.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, and you play. Oh, there's a game called Loteria. Maybe they play it in Mexico. I think it's a matching game or something.
Okay.
Where there's.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
cards.
I know the kind of thing you're talking about.
Well, and also in tarot cards.
I'm not familiar with the actual game. Right.
There's a there's a representation for everything.
Hangman, the.
Yeah. They could just be characters in divination cards.
And I mean, the king and queen could be Quoth and Denna as well.
Oh,
getting into crackpot territory.
She's like the Weeping Queen, which would fit with a lot of things that are going on. He's
wait.
Shattered.
Uh-oh.
He's
no,
the Shattered
wait.
King.
Wait, who do we know who might be a princess?
Ariel?
Yeah.
Ari, yeah.
What if Ari's the Weeping Queen? That'd be crazy.
Oh, is Ari yeah, Princess Ariel, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she is.
It's so, like... It's so obvious, though, right?
It fits so nicely.
Here's the thing. If a trilogy had come out in 5 years instead of 25, we wouldn't be saying it's as obvious, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because I think people would have sped through it and right. not ate up those little clues. The same with like the Calanthus Alvaron thing, me and Pat. Well, the same with Natalia Lackless. Like we all figured out Quoth's, you know, aunt is probably Maeluin.
Well, that was pretty obvious from the text.
I figured that one out within before I actually started reading theories, though. That one was pretty obvious.
But again, to
you guys just blew my mind with the Calanthus stuff, I gotta say, though.
Again, like to some people, these theories, whether they be easy or hard to figure out, like if the trilogy had been finished in 5 years, it would have surprised a lot more people that, you know, Quoth is a Lackless. Every month on the Reddit, I see someone bring that up. I'm like, I'm glad people are still like coming to reading these books and coming really to these having conclusions. These epiphanies. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Okay.
I have to tell you, audience, I'm sure you love it.
That's why audience, I'm sure you're all on the Reddit upvoting every comment I make.
And please write in about all your crackpot theories and maybe anything that you are completely convinced of.
Yeah, we'd like to know about that. Seriously.
I do want to say, I do think that maybe the green for the queen is something that is also important when we're thinking about her. I know that's coming in kind of late. Like green agate stone, you know.
I mean, Denna does have those emerald earrings and necklace that the one noble gave her.
That's true.
That's true.
That she then sold to pay Joffrey's debt and also to pay for Quoth's loot case.
Someone's read these books.
A few times.
His name's Patrick, not Rothfuss. Folks, we'll continue reading this book, however, for the first time.
Yes.
And maybe not the last.
No.
But maybe the last.
Yes.
And you will read whatever you read later, but not when you're driving, on tomorrow's narrow
page.
Narrow page.